All right, listeners, welcome back to WMFO in Medford. That does it for me, Nate, and this show, Fast and Loose. Phonomancer's Anonymous with DJ Paprika is coming up. And DJ?
Judaism.
All right. Explaining away that last set, we had Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever, their song French Press. Great request. Thank you, Anton, for that request. Looks like I got to check out a little bit more of them. We had Operator by Lapsley. I think I'm saying that correctly. And Optimism by Anima. You're listening to, of course, Rat-a-Tat's Cream on Chrome, and I'm going to leave you with that as we wrap up the hour. Stick around. WMFO, WMFO in Medford and WMFO.org.
Good morning. It's 4 p.m. This is DJ Paprika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Did I say this is DJ Paprika already? Because it is.
And, I don't remember.
With me is, neither do I, have no memory of the past 5 minutes. Well, who are you?
DJ Judaism.
We're on air together on our show for the last time this semester. For those of you who maybe are not in school, that means we won't be back until mid-January, if all goes well.
No,
in our
like
lives.
The end of January.
Oh, yeah, totally the end of January, because it takes some time for the schedules to kick in. Yeah, so,
but we,
wow.
We'll miss this place.
I will certainly miss it, yeah.
Yeah, today's theme is next one.
Yeah.
The roots of it, the history, the backdrop,
the
backstory,
the, scene, please.
The archive of it is that Priyanka just wrote into Spotify to create a new playlist, next one.
Just because it's the next show.
Just because that's the next, literally, like.
Next one.
Super, like.
This is the next one.
Super real and honest and true of you.
Yeah, just like from the bottom of my heart.
From the bottom
first
of your
thought,
real
best
heart.
Thought, like, here it is.
There it
one.
Is. Next one.
And I looked at it and I was
yes.
That's evocative.
Yeah, it is. Because what is next?
What is
what
next?
Is one?
Why is there only one? And then I started thinking about it. Shouldn't it be next ones?
Yes. But no, because
but anyway,
this is one.
I didn't edit it because...
because it's real and
it's
true
real
and poetic.
And I want to be unedited, all real, no fakery.
Yes.
So I just played this artist, Sigrid, who's like on the come up in the pop world, I guess. That's her song, Strangers, and it's so good. It's just like perfectly crafted, and I'm so excited to see... She has some other songs out too, but this is the one that really... has caught my attention.
It was it's a jam.
Yeah, I think it does qualify as a jam, yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. A bop.
No, I think it's a jam. Okay. Rarely do I hear something, I'm like, oh, it's a bop. I don't know, I just don't connect with that word.
Oh, interesting.
But I think I just need time with it.
We can unpack that.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah,
let's, home.
Yeah. Okay. Like a box. So that was that, but... So I'm going to try to play some songs that are, like, about moving on in a good way and, like, just going on to the next things in
also,
your life.
Yeah, and also what you told me that I forgot is that you wanted today's theme to be artists who are on the come up.
Yeah, but then we kind of moved
then
away
it kinda
from
moved
it.
Away, yeah.
There are some hidden in here that we can talk about,
sure.
And Sigrid's one of them.
The two that I've put in are definitely...
Yeah.
They're on the come up.
Agreed. Agreed. In that I don't even know who one of them is.
Yes.
And Miranda will have to explain. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. It's mysterious.
It's really serious.
And mysterious.
But this next, I also wanted to play a little tricky thing. I don't know why I said that. Nelly Furtado is like an established artist, right?
Yes.
Like, you know who she's like been around for so long. But she came out with an album this summer and it got like no... play, I feel like, in my life, in the people that I like,
yeah,
I don't know,
I didn't
see
even
talking
know.
About music. She came out with an album this summer, and it's really good. It's called, what was it called? But she has a song called Islands of Me. Oh, it was called The Ride, and
that's
it's
why.
Like, it's...
Terrible name, Nelly.
I know. But she, and I only listened to a couple songs from it, but this one is called Islands of Me, and it's really good, and it's like... It's like a good pop song, and I was like, wow, this is different from what she's done before, and I'm really into it, and I wish that more people listened to it, I guess. But I guess we're gonna listen to it now.
We are.
Yeah.
Bye.
Time for dinner. from everything to get better luck. Why should I have to look and never touch? When I wanna touch, what I wanna touch, when I wanna touch.
Mother's home. You would show me I had something some people call a soul. And you drive top the sky. Oh, you I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. I knew we couldn't cope. They said that is her time. No, 'tis inside. I kept the feelings close. Mother's home.
So that was Sampha, a request from DJ Judaism over here, and it was beautiful. I hadn't heard it before, and it was so good.
I had forgotten about that song for a while, but then the new Spotify thing
Wrapped.
I promise we're
not sponsored by Spotify, but
I wish
a cool
we were.
Thing. If you use Spotify, there's a thing called Spotify Wrapped that you should do, and it tells you your most listened to songs if you're into like self-reflection and all that
and like how many hours of music you've listened to.
I think I listened to like 14,000 or something.
Oh, I listened to 26,000.
Yeah, Miranda was way ahead of me,
and I saw someone who listened to 34,000 because they posted it online.
Wild.
I know, it's great. It's a good time. It's definitely great. Check it out. But yeah, so this came on my like playlist of these are your favorite jams. along with a lot of Gloria Estefan.
Oh, that was your most listened to album of the year.
It was on your feet, the Broadway musical album.
Yeah. Why haven't we played more show tunes on here?
I don't know. Hey. I don't feel accepted in this space.
Oh, sorry. Well, we played opera. That was like the...
I know, because you asked me
to. I really reached out for that, but I forgot to reach out about show tunes.
I would always do show tunes.
Hey, let's play one this hour.
Okay, well, I'll think about it.
Please.
Yeah, I'll think about which
one. Okay, cool.
We could do... Never mind. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Off the record.
How was your week?
Oh my gosh. Wow. What a question. It was fine. I really feel really caught off guard. It was good. I've just been gearing up for the last couple weeks of my semester. Actually, 10 days till I'm out of here.
Hooray.
And I had my last classes for a few classes. This is really boring. How's your week?
No, it's not. That's really exciting. My week was good. I don't know.
What did we experience this week? Anything?
What did I experience?
What did we experience? I'm trying to think if we had any experiences this week.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Did we experience being together?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, I don't think I saw you there very much this week.
Yeah, I didn't see you much either. Well, it's only been 4 days. We still have tomorrow. I saw Angel Olsen on Monday. That was a good show.
Oh, tell us about it.
It was really good. We missed the opener because I'm a bad music fan, and... she was really amazing live. She was like in tune the whole time and like really just brought it. And she's really good at performing because she'll like kind of, she's like very chill, but sometimes like puts on a character. Like she came out for the encore in like this sparkly wig and it was like super nice. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll have to show you videos. Yeah, it was cool.
I'm bad at going to concerts. I've only been to like one ever.
I mean, can I guess? Wait, would I be able to guess?
Yes, definitely.
It's
the only concert I've ever gone to.
But when was it?
I've been to American Idol live.
Oh, okay. Could this be someone? Ring, ring, hello. This is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91, whatever. You already know. Who is this? Hi.
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello, DJs.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, we
hear you great.
You are on air, so.
You're on the air. What makes you call today?
Should we explain? Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm a mom.
Oh. What's your DJ name? I'm a mom.
That's it.
DJ, oh, I'm a mom.
Mom NYC. Diva Mom NYC.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, DJ. DJ Diva Mom NYC.
Yep.
Wow. Well, it's so good to hear your voice.
I love it. Yeah.
How's your day going, DJ?
Good. How's yours? It's cold.
It's cold?
Oh, it is, yeah.
I like the cold. I'm happy about it.
You discuss politics or no?
Do you want to?
I feel like we don't, but go for it.
We don't discuss politics. We play music. This is a radio show.
Let's discuss music. I don't know any hip music right now.
That's okay. We can play whatever music
you want. Do you have a song request? Are you listening to us?
No, I was logging on right now.
I'm trying to think of a good question. What did we ask your mom?
What did we?
Because DJ Paprika's mom called last week.
Yeah.
And we asked her a question.
I don't think it was very stimulating. She just requested a song and it was really nice. But we usually ask our callers like trivia questions about themselves. Like when Parker and Gabby called, we asked them what their first album was that they ever purchased. That's a good question.
Oh,
I could talk about that.
Yeah.
What's your first album?
My first album was Rubber Soul by the Beatles.
Wow. Yeah, I love it.
It had the song called Michelle Mabel.
Oh.
Michelle. So mm-hmm. I was really into that song.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the year.
How old were you?
Probably not that young. I'm looking it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for Google.
I know, 1965, so I was about 8.
Aw, that's so sweet. So you were pretty young.
I was young.
Yeah.
The only album I listened to before that, I remember, was Cinderella with Julie Andrews.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Cinderella. Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Yeah. Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cinderella, and Julie Andrews recorded it.
Mm.
And I'm trying to remember, because then there was a TV version with Leslie Ann Downs.
Yes.
Which was really good.
Yeah.
And I watched that whenever it was on, but Cinderella was, that was my first album that wasn't like a pop album.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's amazing. Who bought it for you? Do you remember?
Oh, my mom, I guess.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Rubber
Soul was my one because of the song Michelle.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us here.
Yeah, that's good.
We also just discovered that we haven't been playing a lot of or any show tunes on this show, despite my extensive background.
Really?
So I was wondering if you had a request or a suggestion for us to listen to a show tune. And you just made me think that we could listen to Cinderella, but also there's a lot of other things we could listen to.
We could do something more exciting.
You could listen to something like From Godspell or Hair, because it's more upbeat than, you know, like any of the songs from Hair.
I don't know Hair.
You don't know.
Well, you can listen to the song Hair.
I think I know one song from Hair that was like recorded by Nina Simone. Is that true, or am I thinking of something else?
See, I mean, there's quite a few good ones. Like, It Should Be Hard is a great one.
Oh my God.
No,
we can't have any curse words.
Oh, you know, look, I don't think there's any curse words in that one.
I think we should listen to Godspell. I have a good idea for Godspell.
Okay, great, great.
Do you have a specific song from Godspell, or no?
Oh, me? No.
Okay, so I'm gonna mull it over in my head.
Mm.
That sound good? DJ, I'm a mom.
What?
Oh my God, hello?
Hi.
DJ.
I'm trying to listen to streaming. Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to think about the song from Godspell that we'll play. Okay. And then keep listening, stay tuned, and we'll play the song for you.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yep.
Any last things to say on the radio? you're on the air.
Who do most of your listeners like?
We actually don't know. I think most of our listeners that we try to cater to are just our friends, and I think they like anything as long as we're playing it. But yeah,
how many listeners do we have right now?
Good question. Let's see. We have 13 listeners right now, but I never know if that number is accurate. That's the thing, because it's just showing me a number. See, it says mobile stream, 12 listeners. Radio, which I guess is like someone listening on the actual radio, is one listener. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how anything works in here, honestly.
There you go.
But
so we don't know what they like. We just, DJ Paprika just plays what she's feeling of the week.
Yeah.
I just went online and I can now listen to you.
Amazing.
Okay, great. So with that, we are going to say goodbye.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling, Michelle. It was so nice.
Oh, thank you. Great to talk to you both.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Aww.
I look forward to it. Take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, hello. Are you going to go right into this?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Didn't. Okay.
Woo.
Look out my window, out my window. Lust for another life. Grass is greener, grass is always green on the other side. I race, 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 then crash, 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 and speed through yellow light. Can't tell what's real, nah. Can't tell what's real. But I feel good. I cannot complain. I had a lot to say, but now it's all good. Love is on the brain. And well, I feel out. Business, all this living life in another realm. Bonsai, search for my name like a holy grail. Try speak your language, speak a little French, a la la la. Pinch me, I can't feel. Still don't know, no. But I feel good. I cannot complain. I had a lot to say, but now it's. I'm doing fine. It's not the truth, but you know that I still think about stay on the screen, play. Don't let my eyes give it away.
That was Ralph. Her name is Ralph, just Ralph. With what was it called? Screenplay. And
that's great.
Thank you.
I like that song a lot.
Me too. Yeah. And she has some other good ones. She covered that song "Young Hearts Run Free." You would know it if I played it.
Is she on the come up?
Yeah, I think so.
Who decides who's on the come up?
I think I do.
Oh.
And Michelle called in.
Oh,
Michelle is your mom.
Michelle is my mom.
It wasn't clearly stated in the call. I think maybe a shrewd listener could deduce it, but we only found out that she was mom. Obviously,
she said,
I knew.
I'm a mom.
She said, yeah, she's a mom, which is true.
So who are you? I'm a mom.
Yeah. Can I just say she's much more than just a mom?
That is true.
Although she's also a mom in a big way, as in she's Miranda's mom.
She's my mom, and we love her.
Yeah.
When I was, what DJ Paprika is referencing is when I was very little, I don't even know, maybe like third grade, mm-hmm. I started making my Webkinz and Club Penguin accounts. Mm-hmm. So one day I'm like logging in somewhere and I ask my mom. I vividly remember sitting at the computer. My mom was somewhere else. Or it was either I was on a laptop and she was on her computer, or she was in the living room and I was on the desktop. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Mom, I need help. I need to come up with an email account. I need to like know my name. Mm-hmm. Like what's my username? My username name.
Yes.
And she's like, I don't know, Miranda, like make it something about you. And I was like, I don't know. Cause I was like really uncreative.
Yeah, you didn't have a sense of self at that point.
Yes. I think I was also very insecure. So I didn't want to come up with something stupid.
Exactly.
I wanted it to be like fun.
Yeah.
And cool. And I got in my own head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Mom, I don't know. Like make it up for me. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I don't know. Okay, what about Michelle is my mom at AOL.com. And so people of the radio world,
that was
my first email username.
Michelle is my mom.
Michelle is my mom at AOL.com. Email me, call me, beep me.
If you want to reach her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the story with Michelle is my mom.
Yeah.
Michelle is my mom.
It became a sort of meme, if you will.
A verbal meme
or an inside joke, something along those lines, amongst Miranda's friends when they discovered this fact about
herself. It's been a wild ride.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been truly, you know, the past 10 years or more than 10 years. But the beauty of it is that Michelle is still your mom.
Always and forever.
Yeah.
And she's still listening, probably, too. Hi, Mom.
Hi. So we're going to play that song from Godspell, I guess.
Yes.
Which one did you choose? And also, like, can you tell us about that show? Because I don't know about it.
Okay. It's an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Broadway musical. Music and new lyrics, because this is like the new revamp,
it's like the
of
revival,
it,
yeah.
The new Broadway cast by Stephen Schwartz,
mm-hmm.
Who's like my favorite composer ever. I like him better than Sondheim. Gasp! Heard across the world. Oh my God!
My headphones just fell off because I was so shocked by that.
So he wrote all the stuff. He is Jewish. He's a Jewish man, mm-hmm. and the show is about Jesus, mm-hmm. and how Judas betrays Jesus.
Yeah.
And when I was little, I went to Jewish school, and I was watching, or this fun story, I was watching Godspell on the computer, and because my mom put it on for me, and at the end, I start sobbing.
Oh my gosh.
Because, and my mom comes up to me, she's like, Miranda, what happened? Why are you crying? And I'm like, you didn't tell me he was gonna die.
Oh my God, no.
Because I didn't know that Jesus died. I didn't know who Jesus was. So that's my really Godspell sweet. Story. Yeah, and I love Godspell.
Yeah.
And then when I was maybe 13 or something, we went to see Godspell on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And Uzo Aduba is in it.
Oh my gosh.
And she was awesome. And obviously a lot of other really awesome people.
Yeah.
A lot of famous people were in it. Like mm-hmm. someone from Camp Rock.
Oh yeah, the most famous people. Someone from Camp Rock. Yeah.
Hunter Parrish was in it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Lindsay Mendez. A lot of great people. If you knew anything.
If I was a part of that beautiful, amazing world, I would know, but I'm not.
Well, Hunter Parrish was on that show. Stoned or whatever. No, it was that show about that woman who sells weed.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Papers.
Something.
It's like one word.
Is it called Weeds? No.
Yes, it is Weeds. Exactly.
Hunter Parrish sounds like someone who would be on Teen Wolf. That's why I said that. But I believe you.
That makes sense. He probably also was on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that, I picked this song. There's so many good songs. Yeah. Listen to the whole album.
Yeah. This one's called Light of the World.
Yeah, because this is a message that I want to like share with people.
Yeah. I love that this has been like Miranda's childhood hour.
Oh my God, that's true.
It's lost something kind of crucial.
You gotta stay bright to be the light of the world.
You are the salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth.
But if that salt has lost its flavor, it ain't got much in its favor.
You can't have that fault and be the salt of the earth.
So that was Godspell. That was a song from Godspell. I liked it.
Is it over?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It just felt cut off. That's
all. It faded out by itself. Miranda thinks I like have this conspiracy against musical theater.
Or against my music.
Not true, because literally I'm about to play a song by someone called Russell Dickerson. I would not do this for anyone. Do you want to explain what it is?
I thought I'm doing this first.
Okay. So, Miranda's going to read the PSA.
Okay. WMFO, happy holidays. Please don't drink and drive PSA.
Oh, please don't. Oh, my God.
It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, in parentheses, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Oh my God, why? Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its free-form loving listeners back in the new year.
Yeah, we really do.
That was beautifully written.
That was nice. I've never heard the word inebriance before, but I believe in it.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so Russell Dickerson.
Yeah, please tell me about Russell Dickerson.
I think I was listening to like Hot Country album on Spotify because I love
Hot Country, country album. Is that the name of the
playlist? Oh, sorry. No, Hot Country playlist. Sorry.
No, don't apologize. I liked it.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I like country music, as we know. Mm-hmm. And so I was listening to it and this song comes on and I'm like, whoa, this song is changing my life. And the person who sings it, his name is Russell Dickerson. But the thing is, I didn't even realize that it was like funny that his name is Russell Dickerson until Priyanka has said it to me like 20 times. I'm playing Russell Dickerson.
It's not funny. I just think it's like I feel like he should have changed his. I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with it. It's just like those two names together. I don't know.
He's being himself.
He's being himself. And we love to celebrate that here on Phonomancer
Anonymous. I love this song. I love this song a lot.
It's called Yours.
It's called Yours. It's a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
And just listen to the lyrics. Let them touch your soul.
Yeah, please take a moment.
I was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was 1 in 100 billion, a burnt out star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city street. Another face in the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets and a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. Just live for the spin and hope for the win. Go all in just to lose again. In a bottle, never got the chance to touch the sea.
travel plans, no shopping malls, no candy canes, no Santa Claus. For as the day of rest draws near, it's just the two of us this year. No silver.
So that was Sufjan Stevens with the really sweet Christmas song. He does a lot of Christmas songs.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. He has a whole, like, extensive album that's just Christmas songs, and it's quite good. But that's my favorite one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
This is from Silver and Gold, and there's, yeah, I think that's the longest one that he
has.
Yeah, and I just love him. And before that, Yours by Russell Dickerson. It was so good.
Hope you liked it.
I hope you like. Yeah, we've really been incorporating more country songs into this semester.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it.
I'm happy.
I'm happy about it.
Good.
Yeah, like that Miranda Lambert song was really good.
Oh, Miranda Lambert is amazing.
Yeah,
I love her.
So what do we want to play next? Question mark. We have 8 minutes left.
Well, we have the. Don't we have a?
We have another Christmas song.
We have another Christmas song. I'm really excited for the holidays, aka I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Christmas.
What do you do on Christmas?
Even though I'm Jewish.
What do you do on Christmas? Don't look so sad about it.
I didn't. I was just taking in the silence.
I know.
This Christmas, I'm going to be somewhere and I'm gonna open gifts and be in PJs all day.
I love it.
Oh, on Christmas, I'm flying, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that'll be interesting. I'm excited to see the cast of characters that I'm flying with. Because yeah. I feel like all the people with families and stuff are going to be home.
Right. Like, who are the people that are who flying on Christmas Day? Who are the leftovers? Right.
Maybe I'll just be on a plane filled with Hasidic Jewish people.
That would be incredible.
That would be really fun.
That would be something to write home
about.
We
would have a party.
Yeah.
They don't have to be Hasidic. They can just be regular.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be flying. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm, then I'm going to open gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm just going to have like a couple days of like relaxation.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go home.
Yeah. I just want to say that you won't be the only one doing like weird, random stuff on Christmas, because that's what my family does every year. We're like always, unless we're with our extended family, we're like always, like one time we were in a Wendy's on Christmas Eve. Like we just end up places.
So fun.
We usually go to the movies. Like one Christmas we saw like 2 movies in the IMAX theater. My mom was away that time, so we just like went crazy. And
mom's away.
Literally.
Kids will play.
And my dad. My dad was the one who enables us. But yeah, it's like, so we're with you. We're with you on that.
Yeah, we'll just see what happens. Mm-hmm. Last Christmas, I went to Katz's Deli. In New York
She's
City.
From New York, everyone. Miranda's from New York City.
If you haven't been, you have to go.
To New York or to Katz's Deli? Both.
Definitely to Katz's Deli. I don't care about New York.
Yeah, so don't go to New York, just go to Katz's Deli. I want to see how people manage that.
It's possible.
I want to play this classic, Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. And also, Ariana Grande has this song called Santa Tell Me that I originally thought was like going to be Santa Baby, but it's not. And it's so good. And I might try to play it after this and just not play Betsy like I was going to. But everyone should listen to Betsy. I've been playing her like every other show for a while. And I think she's on the come up. She's like this really obscure like UK artist who sounds kind of like Cher. You know what? Maybe I'll play her. Ariana can wait.
Ariana can wait, yeah.
Here's Eartha. And then after that, we'll probably be Betsy. And then we'll see you on the other side. But actually just on the other side of this song. We'll sign off.
See you on the other side of the song.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Q, cutie and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight.